In theory, God's word says we live on a spiritual battlefield. Now, many people know the theory, but what about the practice? What about our lives today, tomorrow, the next day? And what, if anything, does this battle have to do with our money? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks for joining me again on A Different Perspective. Today we're going to be chatting about financial security with my special guest, Rick Dunham. And look, please stay tuned because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional, Fresh, to help you draw ever closer to God to live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. The thing that always blows my mind as I sit here chatting with you is that, well, these programs are being listened to today from Australia to Afghanistan and Liberia to Luxembourg and the US to Uganda. And depending on where you live and what your circumstances are, you may be living in a wealthy part of the world or in a part of the world where there's a struggle even to put food on the table. You may be living in a place of stability and peace, or you may be living in a war zone. That's the scope of what's going on in the lives of the many, many people listening to this very same message that you're listening to. And that kind of blows my mind that there are dozens of wars going on around the world today, not to mention the lower-level conflicts not quite categorised as wars. Must have been some bureaucrat in a nice, safe office that came up with the notion of a lower-level conflict. I'm joined today again by my special guest this week and next week on the program, Mr. Rick Dunham, a man who's been through quite a journey in his life when it comes to finances and money and attitudes to wealth. Rick, it's great to have you here again today.
It's great to be back.
The other day you shared with us a little of the financial mess you'd managed to get yourself into. Well, you know, I'm not blaming you, but no, I thought I'd have a go.
That's true.
Can you just take us very briefly back to that time?
Yeah, right out of seminary, I'd begin to work in a ministry, and within 10 months, I'd been fired from my job, had a new baby born, so that was three kids, two house payments, and we were completely upside down.
Now, I know in your latest book, it's called Financially Secure, you spend a whole chapter talking about the spiritual battle that's going on. I mean, what does that have to do with anything?
Everything. My concern as I began, and part of my whole journey, and part of what God was teaching me, was that we have to understand the framework of our life. We've tended to take in this idea of spiritual warfare and created a theological category out of it that sits over to the side of our spiritual life, and we acknowledge it from time to time, but we don't understand that it, in fact, is the entire framework for our spiritual life.
How do you come to that conclusion?
A couple ways. One is experientially, as God began to take me through this journey, what I realized is our financial situation wasn't merely just a thing in the material world. It was actually a spiritual battle that was very significant. And again, being theologically trained, began to get into the Word and realized when you go from the beginning of Genesis, when it talks about the serpent in the garden, to Revelation, when it talks about that same serpent being finally judged, every book in between it talks about the spiritual battle and the fact that there is an epic spiritual struggle for mankind. And if we don't understand that, we will be duped. And that's my concern, is that the deceiver, the serpent, is a master liar. And one of the major lies is that you should serve money rather than God.
Well, let's look at that in the reality of life. If you're talking to someone whose credit card is maxed out, who's struggling financially, how does this war that we're in impact them right now?
It's a great question. In a number of ways. First of all, the lie that you may be fed is that you actually need to go into more debt because the issue is your lifestyle, and that what you want is that you've come to believe that your value and your worth is related to how you can live and the lifestyle that you have. That's a lie straight from hell. And that's exactly where Satan wants you. Or it might be that you've come to realize that the debt you have is just unmanageable and inappropriate. And now the lie that's being fed to you is that you're worthless and that you can't get out of it and that you shouldn't even try.
So what's at the heart of all this? I mean, money, what's going on in our lives? Why do we have this thing about money?
Well, again, it's if you look at Scripture, even 2,000 years ago, Jesus was speaking to this issue of our security. Matthew chapter 6 is very clear on that. The whole purpose of that passage is Jesus trying to help us understand is that you will never find security in money. It's impossible. We'll seek to serve it And we can't serve that and God at the same time. It's his point, but his whole point in the passages all around, the fact that we can only find security in God himself, which, when you think about it, makes enormous sense.
Is this an America-only problem? Do you see it elsewhere as you travel around the world?
I see it everywhere in the Western world that I traveled, for sure. America, I think, is leading the pack in this, but our work within the rest of the Western world, whether it's here in Australia or in the UK or continental Europe, yeah, I see this as a malady affecting the church, no question.
I guess the reason it's so hard to accept this is because we kind of think if we make a lot of money, we've succeeded.
Exactly right.
And you're coming along and saying, hang on a minute, there's something else going on. There's a battle going on for your soul.
That's exactly right. And what the whole reason I have a whole chapter dedicated to the spiritual battle is that Satan's ultimate goal is to take you out of the battle. He wants to get you sidelined. He wants to keep you from being effective in what God's seeking to do through his church today to win the world for Christ. So if he can use money to do that, he's very happy to do it.
Okay, let's say I'm a cynic. I'm listening to this smooth kind of, he looks pretty smooth too, I have to tell you. But I'm listening to this smooth American talking, and I'm a cynic, and I say, well, you know, I've met people who think there's a devil under every bed, and there's a devil in every corner and in every negative situation, and maybe this guy's a Fruit Loop, you know, Looney Tunes. Why should the average punter on the street take this seriously?
Because ultimately, it goes back to why we're here. And again, the reason for this whole chapter on the spiritual battle is we're people under orders. God has put us under orders. And the purpose for which we're here is to not live for the here and now. And I think we've all been duped into kind of believing that. What God's heart is that he wants us to be in the middle of the battle of taking whatever resources he's put into our hands. Certainly he gives us the ability to enjoy it. Scripture is very clear on that. But our priority ought to be how can we use our resources to advance the kingdom. That ought to be the priority with how we handle our money. And that's what's important.
Yeah. What's the most common thing that someone who believes in God experiences on this battlefield when it comes to money? How insidious is this? What's it like in life?
I think all of us fear for our security. This is why this is such a powerful lie, is because all of us, and this is why I believe Jesus spoke to it specifically, and I also think it's why the church is not addressing this issue, is that one of the most important things in the human heart is the need for security. We want to be secure. And frankly, what money does is it tries to replace God. And that's exactly what Jesus says in Matthew 6. It tries to replace God as that source of security. So that's what it feels like. It feels like, you know what? Yeah, God, I kind of believe you on this thing. I know that you'll take care of me. Kinda. But if I can control this, if I can control my money and have enough to be secure, then I'll genuinely be secure. My only encouragement would be to take a look at the global financial crisis. If anything we should have learned, it's the last place that we'll find security.
Yeah, and I guess on this issue of money, most of us are pretty slow learners, huh?
Well, yeah, because, we are. Because, again, it feels in our heart, when my bank account is full, like I'm truly secure. But am I really?
That's great. Thanks, Rick. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you today. And the best thing is, it's free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go on, go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again. Same time tomorrow. the different perspective.